free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, June 5th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. As I reported yesterday, the 31st anniversary of Hong Kong, that country was not allowed to have any demonstrations, according to the police officially. They said, we have to worry about COVID-19 still in Hong Kong. So you're not going to be allowed to have a candlelight vigil. And we're not talking about riots. And of course, demonstrations in Australia, as one person on Twitter told me, were shut down also because of COVID-19, but not here in the United States. Here in the United States, we worship people who do this. Yet the lockdown continues. And in Hong Kong, even though the government said you're not going to be allowed to gather, you know, because of COVID-19, that was the real reason. It didn't have anything to do with the heinous slaughter of people who were standing for their freedom and for civil liberty in Tiananmen Square. In 1989. Isn't it interesting how silent all the Democrats were about that? Isn't it? They don't want to criticize China. They don't want to talk about the overreach of government, really. Because in our lifetime, that has been the worst example of government abuse of power. I mean, sending in to a group of a million people, sending in over 100,000 troops, I think it was 200,000 troops, and opening up with fully automatic fire, snipers, running people over with armored personnel carriers, running people over with tanks, then just bulldozing the bodies and incinerating them. And then threatening people in Hong Kong. Oh, no, we don't want to talk about that. Don't want to talk about those types of issues and the importance of civil liberty, you know, because they don't want this to be changed. So we're going to talk about the leftist racist. We're going to talk about what is good protest and what is bad protest and what is going to be allowed as people are going out in the streets. But we're going to take a look as today the unemployment figures are going to be released, and it is going to be a shocker, I think, for many people. And this is in spite of the fact that the government's going to be lying to us, radically underestimating the unemployment figures as they have radically overestimated COVID deaths. The government cooks the books. They always do this. You can't believe anything the U.S. government tells you anymore. You can believe anything the Chinese government tells you. They will always tell you a story that makes them look good. And so as we look at the real tinderbox that created this situation, I'm going to make the case to you that it really was the lockdown that had more to do with this than a single video. And of course, the thing that made both of them possible was an all-powerful, all-present, omnipresent corporate media and the government agenda that they have been selling you from one side to the other. So the people in Hong Kong, nevertheless, even though they were prohibited from showing up, they still had several thousand show up for the illegal candlelight vigil. There's some B-roll of that. And because people in Hong Kong understand freedom. And they understand that you have to stand for that. I am all in favor of demonstrations. But, of course, there are demonstrations that are done peacefully. There are demonstrations that even obey their ridiculous social distancing and masking laws. But those people were vilified. When you had Main Street America, middle-class businesses, black and white, show up to protest the lockdown, they were vilified by these same people who are now cheering on the rioting and the looting. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the moves to fire the police. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I had told listeners back in December that I would never go to 50% off again because our markup isn't big enough selling the products to be able to fund ourselves doing that. But I got to tell you, things are so crazy. The world is so insane. My gut level instinct is sell out everything we've got in the warehouse to make sure we can stay on air through the election in 150 days. Because we only got money to operate a few months right now. So these are great products you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar. Get them all now. These are staples. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 60% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. BioTru Selenium, 50% off. Chill Force, Ultimate Grill Oil, it goes on and on. 50 to 60% off. Some of these are 70% off. Biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off is the average sale. Take advantage now and fund the InfoWar.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, June 5th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is now day 81, day 81 of America held hostage. Yeah, you're looking at footage from the Iranians holding Americans hostage in the embassy, and then that's footage of today and footage of tomorrow as they keep us 6 feet apart for biometric tracking, unless you are demonstrating for their political agenda. Top New York City health official says racism is to blame for the spike in COVID that they claim. Again, do you believe any of this stuff? Do you believe there's a spike? Do you believe it's because of racism? This is Mark D. Levine, report by Paul Joseph Watson, the chair of New York City's Council Health Committee. The committee, the comrades, the Marxists who are shutting down our economy. Let's be clear, he said, about something. If there is a spike in coronavirus cases in the next 2 weeks, don't blame the protesters. Blame racism. Ah, see, it's not necessarily a spike either. And it may not be a spike. But of course, they're projecting a spike. And of course, if it is a spike, it'll be because of racism. The same guy, as Paul points out, that back in February urged New Yorkers to celebrate the Chinese Lunar New Year parade as a show of defiance against the COVID-19 scare. This is the chair of the New York City Health Committee. So show up in a defiance of this virus. Yeah, it's not, none of this, you know, is about the virus. And quite frankly, the virus is just the first part of this manufactured crisis. The protesters can march, asked the New York Post. Why can't businesses open? Mm-hmm. Why are crowds okay for protests but not for anything else? Our fearful leaders have no answer. New York City is still a full 5 days away from entering phase one. Phase one. Yes. Phasers are on stun. look, where do these phases come from? I got an email today from our own governor here, Governor Abbott here in Texas, that great paragon defending liberty in the Constitution. And he was bragging about the fact that they've now entered phase three. Isn't that good? They're doing really good on their CDC report card. Not the Constitution, but the CDC report card. Because they've got all their little phases. He said in phase three, we're going to let some businesses open up 100%. Now, of course, they're still going to have to maintain social distancing and masks and all of the other new superstitions that have been introduced into our society. Some of the businesses, however, the ones that were not open before, we'll only be able to open up 50%. I'm sorry. You still can't make a profit. So, because the Republican governor says so here in Texas, Abbott. But all of these are coming out of the CDC. We're still following the CDC rules. We still don't have a constitution. We still don't have the rule of law. We have orders. We have orders that are based on guidelines and recommendations from the CDC. You know, here's the analogy, folks. You want to talk about riots? Yeah, the riots, you got people marching down the street, and you got the conflict between the Antifa rioters and the police. Just a few weeks ago, the police, and still in New York City, as I reported yesterday, as the riots were happening, you had police, it's kind of a little bit dangerous over there. Let's go over here and kick the teeth in of some business owners. Not literally. They were just fining them. Isn't that nice? Just going to, as they're down on the ground financially, they're going to kick them and put their knee on their neck financially. Just financially. So it's okay. It's just financially. And this is what the police have been used for the longest period of time. Do they defend you? No, no, no. They're there to write fines for you, right? And that's exactly what they're still doing. So we're the punching bag, the middle class, the mom and pop small businesses, Main Street America. We're the punching bag for both the police and the Antifa. And I'm sick and tired of this failed government. You know, we look at this. Here's the analogy. If you want to talk about looting and burning, President Trump is like the cop who stood there while Fauci looted and burned America, his own constituents. So Fauci is doing this, and he's been standing there. And for the last 81 days, President Trump has been standing there watching, tweeting, talking about it. And yet doing nothing, not even calling the fire department, not even raising the alarm and waking up the neighbors and saying, come on out in the street. If the fire department's not going to do it, we can do this. No. He's just standing there watching it and tweeting it like some corrupt journalist. Years ago, I remember when I was in college, let me just divert from this whole thing for a second. I remember watching a Columbia School of Journalism forum. And they had a bunch of journalists on one side, and they had some government officials on the other side. And they posed an ethical question to them. And they said, you are embedded in Vietnam with the Viet Cong, and you're doing a report. And all of a sudden you realize that these guys that you've been embedded with and you've been doing the report with, they've set up an ambush, and there's a group of American soldiers that are coming out. Now, what do? Do you sit there and record it? Do you film it? Do you sound the alarm knowing that you might be killed, or at the very least, you're going to lose your report, right? That journalism job that you had there and that great scoop that you had, it's going to be messed up. Seemed to me to be pretty clear. Probably pretty clear to you too, right? You're going to alert the Americans down there. They're going to be shot. No. To a man, all of these mainstream media reporters said, I wouldn't say anything. My ethics are, I've got to get the story. I'm just there passively watching. And let me tell you what's going on right now. Trump is that reporter, passively watching what these people are doing as they execute Americans in an ambush. And I just can't handle this anymore. I tell you, I am so disgusted with the political class, with Republicans, the Democrats, the White House, with Trump. I'm just disgusted with these people. The biggest traitors I have ever seen. I never thought I would see anything more disgusting than that group of so-called journalists until now. And so as I talk about this, I say, well, you know, we got jewelry store owners in Midtown. They're not sure what they're going to be able to do because they'll be technically allowed to open up, for curbside delivery of jewelry. And then I say, the unrest in our streets is undoubtedly, this is New York Post, the unrest in our streets is undeniably tied to people being locked in their homes indefinitely, many of them with no job to return to. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go into that in more detail, quite frankly. They're not the only one saying that. I'm not the only one saying that. This is what has caused the lockdown is the original source of this, more so than that cherry pick. That's what the media used. Oh, look, we've got a case of police brutality here. And white on black. So let's have a burn down the country with racism. However, They had already prepared everybody for this. People had no jobs to return to. They were locked down. Now, if you're not wealthy, you're not going to your yacht or your home in the Hamptons, right? You're sitting there and thinking, what am I going to do? And you've had now nearly 3 months to think about this. Finally, there is something that gets you an excuse to get out of the house. It gives you something to do. It gives you some feeling of self-worth. And you're pretty angry. You're ready to burn things down, aren't you? Yeah, I think it really comes back to the lockdown. The lockdown is still the core of all of this. We can play the political games. We can choose Republican or Democrat, left or right, police or Antifa. They're all...
Hello, GCP here to tell you not to visit InfoWars.com. Do not get high-quality products at 60% off across the board flash sale. They are not made in China. They do not have fentanyl or lead. They are high-quality super male vitality, knockout sleep support, brain force, bio-dose of helium, chill force, ultimate krill oil, survival shield X2, DNA Force Blues, Living Defense, and Turbo Force. X3 available as well. Listen to me, dirty Americans. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com for 60% off flash sale. You go bankrupt and die. You have no speech. InfoWars is weak. Do not take advantage of 60% off. Gigi Pink says so. Oh, we urge you. Oh, Joe Biden good.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so, populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world. And they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com. This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety. The delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children. Never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity. Because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. What InfoWars has been able to do thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
looking at New York Post saying, well, protesters can march. Why can't businesses open? So there's a reason the protests are hitting so hard in New York City, which is nowhere near Minneapolis. The actual site of George Floyd's killing, which is allegedly what people are protesting, right? And that's because we remain in perpetual lockdown with hardly an end in sight. Yeah, it is a continuation, really. It's just a morphing of what began and continues with a lockdown. They both have the same end goal, and that is the destruction of America. Destruction, and to destroy America, you must destroy the middle class. And that's really what the lockdown has been about and continues to be about. You know, when they started saying, well, you know, this is really not as bad as it looks like. Let's go ahead and, oh no, we can't do that, said Bill Gates and Fauci. We got to keep this locked down for another 2 months. And President Trump said, okay, passively stands by. Okay. And you had people who were small businesses saying, at the same time, not in response to that, but they were saying at the same time, we can't, we'll be permanently closed if we go another month, month and a half. So Bill Gates says, we need it to stay at least 2 months, maybe longer, just to make sure that we've cleared out the middle class so that the stakeholders, as they call themselves, see, they're the only ones who have a stake. They're the only ones who are going to be able to hold anything, own anything. These technocratic elite. And they're going to be driving that stake through your heart if they're holding it. And that's what they've been allowed to do, passively, as President Trump stands by. As they point out, finally in the last bit of this article here, so take a look at the owners of the comedy club Stand Up New York, for example, says New York Post. On Sunday, the club put on a socially distanced show on the sidewalk outside. See, we try to obey our masters, just like, you know, the churches. Let's do something in the parking lot. Come in the parking lot, stay in your car, keep the windows rolled up, and keep the cars 6 feet apart. And even though, you know, we do all of the little superstitious CDC things, that's still not enough. Get their license plates, give them a fine, and so forth. And this is what happened in New York. So they go outside on the sidewalk, they socially distance while these protests are going on, riots are going on. And what happens? Well, they said, we just wanted to get people laughing again. The comedians were great. The audience was having a fun time. They were doing proper social distancing. They were even wearing masks. And then we were shut down about 20 minutes before the show would have ended anyway. The New York Post says, we all need to laugh again. Our politicians need to let us. I'm sorry, but it's not enough to beg the politicians to let us live our lives. There's not even enough to laugh at the politicians. Americans, do you understand the politicians are laughing at you? Do you understand what they're doing to you? Why are we putting up with this? 81 days of this. Lockdowns are the elephant in the room, says justthenews.com. And they talk about, and this is very interesting, Robert Bartholomew, he is an American, a medical sociologist, but he teaches at the University of Auckland, New Zealand. And he says that the COVID-19 lockdown supplied the fuel directly and indirectly for the mass violence now ripping the country apart. Now, if you go back to the official story, and I know there's a lot of people that don't believe the official story about George Floyd. I'm not going to get involved in speculation about that. Let's just understand that if it wasn't George Floyd, they could have used any number of these things. And they have in the past. You have an unjustified piece of police brutality, whether it's the shooting of Philando Castile captured on video or whatever, same police force. But we've seen this over and over again. As I pointed out, as I knew this was going to be used for this, I said, take a look at all the different cases that have happened. You know, white cops on black people, black cops on white people, black cops on black people, white cops on white people, all the different permutations of this stuff. And what do they pick? They pick the one that's going to be part of their racism agenda. And that's all we need to know. I mean, you don't need to really You know, you don't have to get in here to either make this guy a saint or a sinner. Say, oh, look at his criminal record. And so, yeah, he had a criminal record. So, you know, kill him. Bottom line is, this was used. This was cherry picked. And you don't have to get into the mud and start slinging it one way or the other to understand that we've been had here. Now, the official story is that he was trying to pass off a fake $20 bill. And as this guy points out, in terms of talking about the direct consequence of the lockdown, he had lost his job because the restaurant where he worked at closed due to lockdown. Due to lockdown. And I'll never forget the day that everything was locked down here in Austin. I've mentioned this multiple times on the air. We get there and our wonderful Marxist mayor here in Adler. He's addled is really what he is. But he gave the restaurants 1 hour to close. They had to close by noon. High noon. You got to be out of there. We got grandfathered in. We got there into the thing. But the waitress who waited on us, we were about the only people in the restaurant. She said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm living paycheck to paycheck. How am I going to pay my rent? That was 81 years ago. It seems like 81 years. 81 days ago. Well, you know, Floyd lost his job too. And maybe he would have still passed a counterfeit bill, even if he had a job. Maybe not. There are evidence that he had cleaned up his life. He hadn't had anything happen after he moved from Texas and went to Minnesota. He had been clean for 5 years. No charges against him. Either way, what happened is not just the case of him or a case of a waitress or whatever. The lockdowns have caused a massive surge in suicides. I've reported this multiple times. Up over 309%. When I talked to the pastor in Illinois who was fighting the lockdown there, he said, look, you know, the real health consequences with this. People need some help to sort out their lives, to figure out what's important in life. And we're not allowed to do that. You know, they need churches more than anything, he was saying. And it's true. Suicides have surged, alcoholism and drug abuse, depression, all of this has surged. You know, the wealthy have places to go. They've got, you know, their bug outs on their yachts and so forth. But most other Americans, says Bartholomew, countless other Americans don't have that option. Indeed, the less money you make, the less likely you're able to work remotely. So with more Americans jobs lost last month than at any time since the Great Depression, that's why you don't see blacks among the rioters. That's why you don't just see blacks among the rioters. And I look at this and it's like, yeah, if nothing else, this is a chance to vent some anger. It's a chance to actually do something, to get out of the house. And you know, when you get out of the house and you've been feeling helpless, marginalized, angry, suicidal, depressed, oh, I wonder what you might do. Especially if you got George Soros there with a stack of bricks convenient for you as well. Isn't it amazing how easily they manipulate everybody? We'll be right back.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their end game, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
60% off.
60% off.
60% off.
60% off.
60% off. We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars. But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week. But we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking and we need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 60% off on t-shirts. That's on books. That's on films. That's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
All right, so as the lockdown has put people in severe depression, drugs, alcohol, suicide, all going up, then all of a sudden they've got a cause. And if they march in that cause, they're allowed out by their government masters. A lot of pent-up anger, frustration, depression. And then there's a pile of bricks that have been laid there by Soros. Bingo. Bingo. Once the violence was in motion, yet another lockdown feature has come into play, says Bartholomew. And again, this is Robert Bartholomew, a medical sociologist. He said another feature came into play. The face coverings. With facial coverings, he said, it's harder to read people. It's intimidating. And it's a bit dehumanizing. So, you know, a lot of times you might, these people wearing a mask, they look pretty inhuman. You know, and if I always acts inhumanly. But, you know, they can't see the expressions on the cops' faces. The cops can't see the expressions on the other people. And so you dehumanize the other person. And it's a lot easier to get violent with them. Finally, to cap it all off, between historic job losses and school closures across the land, scores of millions, including tens of millions of high school and college students, find themselves without the usual pressing claims on their time. They have no jobs, no classes, no sports, no public diversions, no organized after-school activities, and no socializing. So think about that. Millions of idle older teens and young adults cooped up for months, bored out of their minds, restless beyond belief. And then there's a pile of bricks waiting there for them. You know, for 3 months, all we heard was a danger to life and civilization presented by a novel virus. Millions will die. No one will be spared, right? And so we had to completely destroy life as we know it. And all of that was enforced by police power. Yeah, it was the CDC's guidelines and recommendations, and the president gave them the podium and encouraged that and repeated that, pushed that out to the governors, and the governors, to differing degrees, enacted that. And quite frankly, I don't care if you do it 25% or 50% or 100% or 110%, as some of the Democrats did, maybe. It's still wrong. And as the American Institute for Economic Research points out, in the 3 days in mid-March 2020, everything we previously believed had to end because we had to implement a new experiment in social control that had been quickly cobbled together by so-called public health officials, except that they'd done it, he points out, 14 years ago. No, it was 20 years ago. They did it just before September 11th. They were already writing this script before they pulled off September 11th, 2001. And then they pushed it out to the states to implement. And a few months after that. So when people did defy the orders to protest in front of the Capitol building, you know, you got the barbers who cut hair on the lawn of Governor Whitmer. What happened to them? Well, they sent out the police to find them and so forth. Or to arrest them in some cases. Instead of staying home and watching CNN, if they went out to defy those orders, didn't stay home and watch CNN, they were derided by CNN as disease spreaders, as enemies of public health. Had people like Scott Adams saying, I can't tell these freedom lovers from sociopaths. There you go. That's pretty succinct. No, Scott, we can't tell you pragmatists and people who want to protect us from totalitarians who want to rule every aspect of our life. Now a new ethos has taken hold. Now we can gather in the largest possible groups and demand social justice and loot. And the government and CNN will cheer that. And quote here from the New York Times. Each night, tens of thousands exercise their right to assemble and protest, and millions of Americans follow along at home on CNN. Writes the New York Times rhapsodically. There you go. So, what do we see from this? Well, as the, this is a story on Zero Hedge, American Institute for Economic Research, as they point out, well, is it an indication of the extremely short attention span of the American public, or is it a demonstration of the sheer cynicism of the media? I think it's the latter. And I think it's not just cynicism. I think it is a demonstration of their absolute power and their monopolistic control on information, both the mainstream media, the legacy media, and social media. They rule. CDC keeps lowering its infection fatality rate. It's becoming normalized like any other virus. It's bad, but it's not the end of the world. Meanwhile, the lockdown carnage from missed cancer diagnostics, foregone elective surgeries are only now presenting themselves. We have 100,000 wrecked businesses, 40 million unemployed, blown budgets of every government, scary monetary policies, SWAT teams entering bars to arrest people, all in the name of health. Health. Churches shuttered on Easter. No restaurants, no shopping, no sports, no theaters, no gyms, no outdoor activities. We were all treated like animals and told to cage ourselves at home. And who told us that? Fauci and Trump, sitting there fiddling like Nero while the country burns down, while they treat us like animals and cage us at home. Then the protests began. Then the looting started. Now we have curfews because, you know, we've got to continue with this descent into slavery. Oh, they've got a solution waiting for us. Davos has got a solution. Funny how it looks like the solution they've been selling for the last 30 years. First Agenda 21, then the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. Oh, they've got a new solution for us. And just like these 20-year-old solutions for a public health crisis that they claim existed, they've got a solution for how to remake society as well. There should be justice. There should be compensation. Political heads should roll metaphorically, along with the so-called public health officials who advise them. That's right. That's right. It's not enough to just get rid of Fauci. He has to be discredited, thoroughly discredited. And because he's not thoroughly discredited, President Trump has owned this in the same way that a corrupt police department owns the murder when they refuse to get rid of the guy who did it. And we have seen this happen over and over again, to the extent that now people are talking about firing the police department. We'll talk about what can be done. We're going to talk about that coming up. The unemployment figures are going to be released today. They expect the data likely to be horrific. That's a quote from News Squawk looking at the numbers here. They're expecting an unemployment rate that is going to be between 17 and 27%. That's the range they're expecting. 17 to 27%. Let me put that in perspective. In the Great Depression, when the unemployment figures were honest, to what you would expect to be, without, people without jobs. No, but they got a lot of different ways that they can reduce the unemployment rate now, not just people without jobs. 1929, when the stock market crashed, and of course, it's toward the end of the year, the unemployment rate had only been 3%. By the next year, it had gone up to 8.7%. The next year after that, 1931, 15.9%. 1932, 23.6%. 1933, it hit the peak, 24.9%. But then it started to drop a little bit, but it didn't get any further down than about 17% until we got into World War II. We have immediately, by government fiat, already looking at maybe up to 27%. If they were honest about it, it's probably more. Just like that, in 81 days. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been fighting the globalists for 26 years, and the evil side of me is just so tired of waiting, and I'm so ready for physical war that I'm kind of happy about how bad things have gotten, because all the delusional folks that don't stand up for the unborn babies, that go along with the New World Order, you're about to find out just how sick stuff is. But you know what? The average person is still asleep. They don't deserve what's happening to them. So I'm actually sick about what's unfolding right now, and I just want to turn things around. But you know what? I can't do that without you. I can't get out of this mess. I can't get out of this stranglehold I'm in unless you decide to get out of it as well. We're all in this together. And so if you just realize how important you are, when you just tell people about the local radio stations you're listening to, local TV stations, when you just spread the word about Infowars.com/show, when you just buy the products at Infowarsstore.com, it changes the world. Right now, we've got a special that's about to end, 60% off across the board, flash sale that funds the Infowar and gets you great products you need at the same time. Infowarsstore.com. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we were just talking about the anticipated unemployment figures. They're still jumping up significantly. To give you an idea how bad the unemployment is, and here's a story from InfoWars.com. Most states have reopened their economies, so why does unemployment continue to spiral out of control? Well, here's a simple answer. Why, when you shut down restaurants, did you wind up with empty shelves on the grocery store? Why did you have meat shortages and egg shortages? And why did you have produce shortages and so forth? Well, it's because you're messing with something that the government doesn't understand. See, there's an arrogance that transcends Obama when he said, "You didn't build that. We built that." And that's why I spent time with Leonard Reed's iPencil, the classic, talking about how people coming together without a central planner, without a master planner. And if you want to put it in terms of computer processors, a neural network, we have simple processors that are distributed that don't have anywhere near the intelligence or the capacity of a CPU, central processing unit. A neural network is much more effective, much faster. All these simple people all throughout the economy who have more information than the central planners could ever have about the economy, and who are acting in a reasonable fashion. They don't have a different agenda. They're able to produce things that Obama can't build. And yes, we did build this, Obama. You did not build it, but you can destroy it. You can destroy it just like that, with an order, with a guideline, with a recommendation. And they have. And as I said before, they have damaged people psychologically and economically to the extent that I'm not really sure how we're going to pull out of this nosedive, right? You know, you can put a plane, a dive bomber, into a nosedive, but sometimes you get to a point where you just can't pull it out because it's going so fast. And this country has been put into a nosedive by Fauci and Trump. And we are going so fast into that. Can we pull it out? Oh, well, the solution is to go even faster into a vaccine program, right? We'll talk about that coming up as well. When we look at this, the last time we had a record in terms of, we can go back and we look at unemployment rates going back to the Great Depression. But of course, with the country being much larger, the number of people that have lost their jobs just dwarfs anything that happened during the Great Depression. And again, We were able to, within a couple of weeks, achieve greater unemployment rates than they were able to do with the Great Depression in 3 years. And in 1982, the last time we saw the record number of people who filed unemployment claims, that was 695,000. Now, even though we have America supposedly opening back up, we just had a week where 1.7 million new claims were filed. I mean, nearly three times what the previous record was back in 1982. And that was even though we already had 40 million Americans who had lost their job. We still had triple the number losing their job as we're supposedly recovering. Many economists surveyed by Dow Jones are expecting a decline of 8.3 million and a 20.5% unemployment rate. More than double the previous high level since the Great Depression. Small businesses and economists are warning that all this civil unrest will be the final death blow for many of them. A death blow to small businesses already under unprecedented financial strain. Even if they weren't ransacked, looted, destroyed by hooligans, they will feel the macro effects of urban decline and flight, plummeting consumer confidence, falling property values, worsening budgetary crises for state and local government. A lot of businesses that the rioters are destroying are actually minority-owned businesses. And I would remind everybody that it was the small business, Main Street America, middle-class America, they were the Trump supporters who have now seen their lives looted and burned by the guidelines and recommendations that he has been standing by and standing behind now for 81 days. And even in Chicago, even the large businesses like Walmart, many of these others, you got places in Chicago where the Marxist LGBT mayor, Lori Lightfoot, has done nothing to try to keep any kind of order. She's now trying to do teleconferencing or phone conferences of whatever form with the big corporations. Even Walmart are talking about getting out of Chicago. Maybe that's the only bright side of this. If we're going to be dystopian about this, I mean, you know, maybe, like shutting down the schools, you have a rise in homeschooling. Maybe you shut down Walmart. Maybe some of the small independent stores will be able to come back. But I don't know. She is pleading with them not to leave Chicago. She said in the case of Walmart, they were focused on assessing the damage, and they're taking their time, as I would expect. So they are not committing to her to stay. Meanwhile, you look at what is happening with the largest chains in the Gap, and one of, if not the biggest, one of the mall operators in America, Simon Properties Group. They're now fighting over $65.9 million in back rent and other charges. The property owner, the mall owner, says, well, they're going to have to pay this. And the Gap has been saying, we're not going to pay it. And they even told their stockholders, they said, well, you know, this could be a windfall for us, but it could be a major liability. We're not really sure how this is going to work out. So now we go to Davos, the place where Jared Kushner likes to vacation, right? And are they going to do the Great Reset? That's what they're talking about doing. Here's what Davos itself says. The World Economic Forum.org, WEForum.org. A reset of our economic and social foundations is possible. This is our best chance to instigate stakeholder capitalism. So they're going to use the crisis that they created to enact the 2030 agenda, really. The world, they say, must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies, all aspects of our society. Every country, from the U.S. to China, must participate, and they are. You notice how all the countries followed what the World Health Organization wanted them to do, and they all locked down their economies. And we knew as it was happening that it was bogus. We knew, had data from Italy before we locked down America to show that it was bogus. Every industry, they say, from oil and gas to tech, must be transformed. This is what Davos is saying. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism to make themselves richer and to give themselves more power. The World Economic Forum's mission as the International Organization for Public-Private Cooperation. Anytime you see public-private talked about by these people, understand, they're about ready to drive a stake into your heart, these stakeholders. Since its launch on the 11th of March, the forum's COVID action platform has brought together 1,667 stakeholders and 1,106 businesses and organizations to mitigate the risk and impact of the unprecedented global health emergency that is COVID-19. The platform is created with the support of the World Health Organization. Of course, the whole crisis was created with their support. The Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, CEPI, was launched, and we had experts from government, business, health, academia, civil society to accelerate the development of vaccines. The Great Reset Agenda will have three main components. First, we have to create the conditions for the stakeholder economy. And they have to revamp and change everybody's attitude and all the structures of our society, our economy, our government. The second part of the Great Reset Agenda, according to Davos, would be to advance equality and sustainability. Let me decode that for you. When they talk about equality, they're talking about imposed socialism and Marxism. And when they talk about sustainability, of course, they're talking about environmentalism. You put those two together, you get the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal. They want to build green urban infrastructure. They want to create incentives for industries. This is the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability, the smart cities and so forth. The third and final part of the agenda is to harness the fourth industrial revolution. Just think about it. They said all these companies and universities that came together to develop diagnostics, therapeutics, vaccines, to set up testing centers and tracking centers. We can do that in every sector, they said. And that is exactly what the UN 2030 agenda is about. And they're able to do this because of their control over the media. If you want to keep us here, if you want to have independent analysis of what's going on, if you want to hear something other than the carefully constructed lies of CNN, the mainstream media, and the various governments, we have products at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's what funds us. That's the only thing that funds us. 60% off right now across the board. Many products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, DNA Force, 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we the people are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. I don't have to tell you things are bad. They're worse than bad. They're crazy. That's a quote from the 1970s film Network. Yeah, things are really, really bad right now. We're in global martial law. Bill and Melinda Gates, UN operations trying to bankrupt America with their lockdown and their race riots. But people are coming together. It's a beautiful time. But I'll be honest with you. I have decided just to sell out of all the products in our warehouse at 60% off. We haven't done that ever across the board because gut level, I realized that we're make it or break it. And so the only sure bet is to sell everything we've got to make sure, in case there's total breakdown of society in 6 months, we still have the funding to go more than 6 months into next year. So get your high quality products, your fish oil, your krill oil, your DNA Force, your X2, your X3, your Real Red Pill Plus. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com at 60% off. Biggest sale ever right now. It may go 2 days, it may go a week, whatever you do. Take advantage of this right now. We're in very important times. InfoWars needs funding, and you need high-quality products. Take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We had Fredo Cuomo, Governor Cuomo's CNN anchor, saying, "Show me where it says protesters have to be polite and peaceful." Yeah, let's play a little bit of a clip of Fredo, Chris Cuomo, saying that. Video clip number 4.
Now, too many see the protests as the problem. No, the problem is what forced your fellow citizens to take to the streets. Persistent and poisonous inequities and injustice. And please, show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Well, you know, we had polite and peaceful protesters that were criticized by CNN and Cuomo. They're going to kill grandma, right? They were shamed. They were vile. They were sociopaths. Because they didn't want to have their lives destroyed for a fake narrative. Even as they were trying to comply, they have to stay shut down. Whether it's a business or a church, no. There's nothing you can do. We don't like you. We've determined that you are non-essential, and we're going to eradicate you, and we'll use any pretense or excuse to do that. So, yeah, we don't have to have polite and peaceful protesters. It's just the police and the rest of us who have to always be polite and peaceful. Democrats can do whatever they want. They can be as racist as they want. They can be as violent as they want. And a good example of this is a video released by Project Veritas. They went undercover with Antifa. And here's Antifa talking about their proper way and how easy it is to gouge people's eyes out. Video clip number 5.
I've been undercover with Real City Antifa since July of 2000. Depending on the setting, if I were to be caught or found out in a setting where I am present with them, it could escalate to violence against me.
Don't be that f***ing guy with the goddamn spiked brass knuckles getting photos taken of you. Police are going to be like, perfect, we can prosecute these f***ers. Look how violent they are. Right? Not that we're not, but we need f***ing time.
Those of you who are listening on the radio or podcast, what we're seeing here is a B-roll of Antifa beating people with 2x4s as they're laying on the ground. And, of course, they are experts not just at gouging out people's eyes, but, of course, they like to put nails into boards and
currently
so forth. Yeah, they don't have to be polite
or
peaceful.
Rose City Antifa. And I am about halfway through the prospecting process to become a full-fledged member of Antifa.
If you ruin their day, if you, like, heckle them, you make them feel like they look ridiculous, you make them feel outnumbered, and therefore their whole yay, yay, America, Trump thing is going to go by the wayside.
They reached out to me through Proton Mail, and we went back and forth, and there was an interview set to meet up in Portland. So to verify that I was me, they had me wear a white shirt and have a water bottle and show up at a Starbucks where a person was going to ID me and approach me.
All right, we're running out of time. We're going to come back right after the break. That's a Project Veritas report. Very powerful. And, you know, when you hear the person talking about, you know, all these rah-rah America Trump supporters and so forth, pretty interesting. It sounded just like these people who worked for Twitter and Google. They were part of previous Project Veritas. It's really hard to tell. The Twitter social media people from Antifa, isn't it? They don't even try to hide it anymore, quite frankly, if you look at Twitter. But they do try to hide me, though, and your comments as well. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
I had told listeners back in December that I would never go to 50% off again because our markup isn't big enough selling the products to be able to fund ourselves doing that. But I got to tell you, things are so crazy. The world is so insane. My gut level instinct is sell out everything we've got in the warehouse to make sure we can stay on air through the election in 150 days. Because we only got money to operate a few months right now. So these are great products you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar. Get them all now. These are staples. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 60% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Chill Force, Ultimate Grill Oil, it goes on and on. 50 to 60% off. Some of these are 70% off. Biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off is the average sale. Take advantage now and fund the InfoWar.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report. And we're going to be talking more about the riots. I played those clips for you at the top of the hour. And Cuomo said, where's it written that we have to be peaceful protesters, right? I think it was in the First Amendment or something. Maybe he's never seen that. I bet he never has. I bet they never put up any part of the Constitution on the teleprompters there for him to read. So he doesn't know it exists, right? We'll get back to that stuff. But let's take a look at what's going on with the vaccines. And I've talked a great deal about Moderna and their mRNA vaccine that they're working on. And, of course, they were the people who were able to promise President Trump that they could do it the fastest, even though they have never produced a single drug fit for human consumption, let alone a vaccine that's fit for human consumption. And every other big pharmaceutical company has stayed away from their approach. Their approach is to essentially inject you with RNA. The name of the company was originally Mode RNA. They decided, well, let's try to hide that a little bit. Let's call it Moderna. The emphasis is on a different syllable, and perhaps they will not realize what's really going on here. Well, I unpacked it. I talked about how similar, a virus is not a living thing. It's a very tiny fragment of RNA. And it causes your cells, it attaches itself to your cell. And that's why some viruses don't work in certain species. And so it attaches itself to the cell. The cell brings it in and starts replicating it, and it goes out of control. It starts destroying the cells and starts, kind of like what cancer does, right? And there are a lot of viruses that do cause cancer. And so this thing comes in and your body starts treating it like a virus or like a cancer. And just like virus or cancer, it can also alter or destroy your RNA and your DNA as well. It's a very dangerous approach, but they can do it very quickly. And that's all we're concerned about, right? President Trump, give them the green light. So he takes the guy that's on the board of directors. He makes him his vaccine czar. He gives them the lion's share of the money, about $500 million. And they're off to the races. And then they pumped that stock up there. And, he saw his stock shortly after he was made vaccine czar, riding that crest of media approval. They released their trial. They had 45 volunteers. And they said they found that in eight of the 45, they said, we actually got the body to produce something that looks like antibodies to the COVID-19 thing. So, that's cool. And, only a few of them got really, really sick. Well, don't talk about that. That came out the next day after they'd released the happy news. And the happy news let them get some happy returns on their stock options. The vaccine czar himself, Moncef Slaoui, his stock options went from $2 million to $12 million. And he said, I know a lot of people have been complaining that I've got a conflict of interest, so I'll sell that. And he pocketed the difference. And a lot of other executives made tens of millions of dollars as well. Now we have one of the volunteers who had a bad reaction to it. Finally come out. One of the 45 volunteers. Before we only had two participants' names that were publicized. But now this third one came out. He talked to CNN. to CNBC. He was very, this guy from Seattle, 29-year-old, he really was conflicted about this because he doesn't want to discourage anybody from using vaccines. He really believes in it. I mean, he made himself a human guinea pig. And he spoke out about the severe adverse reactions that he suffered 12 hours after receiving the second of two doses of the vaccine. He was one of four participants who had grade 3 reactions. And grade 3 reactions, to give you an idea, there are five grades of a bad reaction. Grade 3 adverse event is what he had. Now, grade 4 is life-threatening. Yeah, you're touch and go. You're about to die. Grade 5 is death. You had a grade 5 reaction. Yeah, he died. So grade 3 adverse event is classified by HHS, Health and Human Services, as, quote, a severe or medically significant but not immediately life-threatening hospitalization or prolongation of hospitalization indicated. It's disabling. It limits self-care. You can't, things like such as bathing, dressing, undressing, feeding yourself, using the toilet, taking medication, you know, those type of stuff. Nothing to be concerned about. It's, yeah, it's okay. It's just minor inconvenience. You know, you can't feed yourself, dress yourself, use the toilet or take meds, but you know, it's okay. Nothing to be alarmed about. He came down with a fever of over 103 degrees. He felt sicker than he's ever felt before, he said. He sought medical care at an urgent care center. After he was released from the center, he returned home and fainted. He said, yeah, out of an abundance of caution, I was hesitant to talk about this. I understand that sharing the story is going to be frightening to some people. Yes, should be frightening to you. If you understand what's going on, if you hear this story, you should be frightened. And I'll go on to say, you know, he had Peggy Noonan on the Wall Street Journal, headlines on the Drudge Report. If you're not panicking over COVID-19, you don't know what's going on. Let me tell you something. If you're not panicking over Operation Warp Speed, you don't understand what's going on. That's what you need to panic about. You need to panic about that. You need to panic about the lockdown. You need to panic about these vaccines that are being rushed, that are being paid to be rushed, unlimited amounts of money for these people. As the vaccine executive said, hey, you know, we're not going to do this the way we normally do it. Don't worry about the procedure and whether it's safe or effective, right? You know, you got three things. Safe, effective, expensive. And we don't care about any of those, right? We got unlimited amounts of money. Pedal to the metal, guys. Let's do this thing. You know, the best you can get two of those, right? No. You're not going to get any of those. And if you aren't panicking, you don't understand the situation here. Anyway, according to William Schaffner, MD, professor of infectious diseases at Vanderbilt, he said, yeah, these reactions are noteworthy, but it doesn't stop the train. In other words, we're going to go full speed ahead. Nothing to be concerned about. Now we have William Hazeltine of Project Syndicate. And an article on Zero Hedge says, the human COVID-19 vaccine trials are unnecessary, uninformative, and unethical. And yet he is a vaccine supporter. He says in his article, vaccines are indeed the most effective medications we have. They've cured smallpox, polio, typhoid, diphtheria, typhus, tetanus, and so forth. And many of us would question that. Nevertheless, he goes on to say, but there are just as many diseases for which there is no truly effective vaccine, including HIV, AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis, and some vaccines do more harm than good. But then he talks about, he says, but deliberately infecting volunteers with SARS-CoV-2 to test the efficacy of a vaccine is unnecessary, uninformative, and unethical. Why unnecessary? He said one prominent British researcher recently opined that there's only a 50% chance that enough people in the UK will be infected with the virus for the University of Oxford vaccine field trial that's currently designed to yield a statistically significant result. He said, that's a curious statement. Does that mean that the trial is too small or is too short or that the Oxford team expects their vaccine to be only partly effective? Or does it mean all three? After all, he said, there's no shortage of new infections, right? Oh, well, maybe they're lying to us about that. And then he goes on to say, that numerous studies have shown that vaccines that can be effective amongst young people can fail in older populations, sometimes completely. Furthermore, preliminary studies using non-human primates have already shown that potential vaccines may not provide protection. Finally, human challenge trials are unethical. Why? You know, because, well, he doesn't go back to the Nuremberg trial, but I'll tell you, the Nuremberg trial, if this thing is so dangerous that we had to shut down the entire globe and lock people in their homes for months, something is wrong here. Because if you've got something that is that deadly, then it is against the Nuremberg code to give it to anybody if, even if they volunteer. Even if they volunteer. You can't do that with Ebola. So why can you do it with COVID-19? Because they lied to us from the very beginning.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
60% off. 60% off. 60% off. 60% off. 60% off.
We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars. But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week. But we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking and we need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 60% off on t-shirts. That's on books. That's on films. That's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down. InfoWarsStore.com.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Hello, GCP here to tell you not to leave the InfoWars.com. Do not get high-quality products at 60% off across the board flash sale. They are not made in China. They do not have fentanyl or lead. They are high-quality super male vitality, knockout sleep support, brain force, bio-tools, helium, chill force, ultimate krill oil, survival shield X2. DNA Force Blues, Living Defense, and Turbo Force. X3 available as well. Listen to me, dirty Americans. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com for 60% off flash sale. You go bankrupt and die. You have no speech. InfoWars is weak. Do not take advantage of 60% off. Gigi Pink says, oh, we urge you. Oh, Joe Biden good.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, a funny thing happened on the way to lockdown. You had some doctors who discovered hydroxychloroquine and zinc were very effective at treating it. And it happened, that discovery was made and tested in multiple countries and by a lot of different doctors. And President Trump had the temerity to actually say, it's a game changer, that hydroxychloroquine. And, So they had to push back and stop that by any means necessary. And now we've had The Lancet, which is like the AMA journal here in the U.S., the U.K. They did a study and totally discredited hydroxychloroquine. And yet now they've had to retract that study because they discredited themselves. In the statement that was issued yesterday afternoon, they said, we launched an independent third-party peer review of the data that was provided to us by Surgisphere. And they said our independent peer reviews informed us that Surgisphere would not transfer the full data set, client contracts, or any of that to be analyzed. It's the same thing we saw happen with a group that I was working with, Michael Mann, who was pushing global warming and all the fake stuff. They would not let us see the data. They use the data to make all kinds of ridiculous climate change projections. They were caught sending emails back and forth to each other talking about how they're going to change the data. And nevertheless, even after it was published, even after it was used to create public policy, they still would not surrender the data. We sued them. They won in court. I said, no, you don't have to. Even though it was done while he was employed at a university, on a university computer, and paid, all the research was paid for that, and it was public policy that was based on that. No, you can't see the data. So, to their credit at least, The Lancet pulled it back and they said, these people are not going to show us the data. It's basically cooked stuff. Forget whatever they had to say. So that's just an update on that. Very important thing for them to make sure that they keep us locked down as long as possible, waiting for that vaccine. And yet, we still have Operation Warp Speed continuing at Operation Warp Speed. Joining us now is Doug Hagman, and of course you can find Doug at the HagmanReportLive.com, and that's Hagman with two N's. And Doug is online. You can also find him on Twitter at Hagman, HAGMANNPI, as in private investigator. Great to talk to you, Doug. Thank you for coming on.
David, it's great to see you again. Last time we met, I think, was in Missouri, in Branson.
Been a while.
At a good time. So it's great to be with you.
Yeah, it's good to have you back here. And I thought you'd be a good guy to talk to with everything that's happening with the intrigue around Antifa and so forth and the new civil war that is starting. What is your take on what we see happening now? As we've got the AG Barr is saying he's going to use the DEA to investigate the connections, people who are behind this stuff.
Well, you know, I think I'm a big picture kind of guy, and I do like to look at the granular level leading to the big picture, or that comprises as a mosaic the big picture. And what I'm seeing here is what I wrote about back in 2013, and that's the elements of a civil war or an internal conflict inside America brewing along ideological divides and a certain amount of communist and Islamic threads running through the institutions of our government. And that setting the stage along with 8 years of fundamentally transforming our country is now brought us to where we're at today. So I think when people look at the headlines today, in my view anyway, they should look at the 8 years, 10 years, 12, 14 years ago as look at the elements that existed back then. And, Obama talking about creating an army. Well, I think we're seeing that army today. Again, looking at the big picture, and I think looking in the back or toward history, looking at the historical events, I think will give us a good idea of where we're headed in the future. It could very well be that, you know, we could be, well, when I say we're headed for a second civil war, I think we're already in it, number one. And number two, I think people have a mistaken notion of what that civil war will look like. It's not going to look like a conventional war between two sides. It's going to be asymmetrical. And again, I think that's what we're seeing right now with the riots and such.
That's right. Yeah, we talk about asymmetric warfare, and that's typically asymmetric warfare center of the military. That's typically when they will go into a country like Iraq or Afghanistan, and they have used conventional forces to completely eradicate what would be their military or their defense mechanism, and then they settle down with these same superior forces to try to rebuild a society, nation building or whatever. But you have people who have got small arms or maybe no arms at all, and they can't control that population. That's asymmetric warfare, and we can see that here as well. Even though we got police with all kinds of militarized equipment and different kinds of rules for how they engage citizens, thanks to Obama, you've also got a large number. If you've got a large number of people, even if they're not heavily armed, you know, if somebody drops off bricks for them or whatever, you know, they can do a great deal of damage.
Interesting points. You know, I was doing some research because I wanted to see where we're at today versus a year ago. And I found some statistics about guns. You mentioned the weapons and guns. 1.7 million guns were sold in May of this year. Now, I think a lot of that was due to the Corona virus pandemic, the Communist Chinese Party pandemic that we saw. So that was an 80% increase over the previous year of 2019. Mm-hmm. And it outdid all of the previous Mays before that.
We're talking about people buying guns for a virus. I mean, you know, that's not any kind of defense against a virus. It's because people understood that this is being used to create societal unrest, that it was being used to eradicate the middle class, small businesses, that it was being used to push us into a Great Depression, food shortages and that type of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And when you look at April, the month before that, and the various people who were just kind of acting on social network posts and such, and seeing where this was headed. Astounding. It was a 70% increase since the previous April. So all told, in those 2 months, some 3.5 million guns were purchased in that 60-day period. This is based on FBI background checks, by the way. So having said that, we are looking at a much different environment today than before. And I would say, now, this is not broken down statistically, but I would say a lot of those people never owned guns before. Even some are on the left in terms of the ideological divide. And that mm-hmm. tells me that armed conflict, you know, it's inevitable. And,
And when you go back and you look at the historical part of it, you said you think we're already in the middle of a civil war. I do too. And I've been saying this for a while that we're in the middle of what I think is a fourth turning. If you go back and Strauss and Howe, you look at that, they said, well, you know, about every 80 years we have society reorganized. It usually has economic severity of a depression or a great recession or whatever. Sometimes accompanied by an actual war. We got to take a quick break, but we're going to be right back and we'll talk about that with Doug Hagman. HagmanReportLive.com is where you can find his program. We'll be right back with Doug. Stay with us.
I've been fighting the globalists for 26 years, and the evil side of me is just so tired of waiting, and I'm so ready for physical war that I'm kind of happy about how bad things have gotten, because all the delusional folks that don't stand up for the unborn babies, that go along with the New World Order, you're about to find out just how sick stuff is. But you know what? The average person is still asleep. They don't deserve what's happening to them. So I'm actually sick about what's unfolding right now.
I can, yes.
I just want to turn things around. But you know what? I can't do that without you. I can't get out of this mess. I can't get out of this stranglehold I'm in unless you decide to get out of it as well. We're all in this together. And so if you just realize how important you are, when you just tell people about the local radio stations you're listening to, local TV stations, when you just spread the word about Infowars.com/show, when you just buy the products at Infowarsstore.com, it changes the world. Right now we've got a special that's about to end, 60% off across the board, flash sale that funds the Infowar and gets you great products you need at the same time. Infowarsstore.com.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism. And so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. Infowars.com.
I had told listeners back in December that I would never go to 50% off again because our markup isn't big enough selling the products to be able to fund ourselves doing that. But I got to tell you, things are so crazy. The world is so insane. My gut level instinct is sell out everything we've got in the warehouse to make sure we can stay on air through the election in 150 days. Because we only got money to operate a few months right now. So these are great products you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar. Get them all now. These are staples. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 60% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Chill Force, Ultimate Grill Oil, it goes on and on. 50 to 60% off. Some of these are 70% off. Biggest sale ever. Infowarsstore.com. Infowarsstore.com. 60% off is the average sale. Take advantage now and fund the InfoWar.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Doug Hagman. And again, you can find his programs at HagmanReport.live. HagmanReportLive.com. HagmanReportLive.com. And Hagman is with two N's. Make sure that you find that. And we were talking before we went to the break, Doug, about the historical implications of this. You know, as I've looked at this, and the guys who wrote The Fourth Turning, Strauss and Howe, they got a lot of credibility with me. They picked back in the early 90s. They said, you know, they're the ones who can't coin the term millennial. And they said sometime in the mid-2000s, 2007, 2008, there'll be some kind of economic shock, and then that will start the Fourth Turning. And things will be in place by 2030, which is exactly where the UN and all of these central planners like Davos have had their eyes focused. And we've gotten a taste of what the UN wanted to enact. You can call it the Green New Deal. You can call it the UN 2030 agenda, but the smart cities, the unemployment, universal basic income, all these different things were imposed just like that. I think we're in the middle of this period of a societal breakdown and then reconstruction along the lines of what they want. And of course, violence frequently accompanies that, sometimes a world war. We hope that isn't going to be that. But, you know, the last one we had was a Great Depression, World War II. Prior to that, we had the Civil War. The 80 years before that, we had the American Revolution. So, I do think that we're in the middle of a civil war. Your take on that?
You've done some great programs on exactly what you just said there, but I think looking at the bigger picture, the elements of this larger destruction of America, because America is the speed bump to this globalist agenda or this globalist rule in Agenda 2030 with its 17 sustainable development goals. I'm telling you, what they have attempted to do. And I have to say this, Donald Trump is, as president of the United States, has caused some delay in that agenda and can cause some hurt to that agenda. So this is why, in my estimation, that there is such an attack against President Trump. There is such an animus toward him. There is such a media bias and blitz against him. And this is why, too, a lot of the social or all of the social media platforms have taken him on, and the fake news as well. There's really, including Fox News, really, you can't really turn on a news program where President Trump is not being assailed 24/7. And it's really not about President Trump, although people hate him. It's about what he stands for. And he stands between us and this agenda of global domination. So having said all of that, what we're seeing today, I believe, is because Hillary Clinton was not elected for a second term, what we're seeing is this subversion or this insurrection from within, important word, I believe, which is being guided by both domestic and foreign elements. And I think that foreign aspect of things, the Chinese and Russians, but specifically the Chinese, pushing what's going on right now and funding a lot of this. And you've covered this in detail, and I love it. I think people need to really focus on the fact that you've got this foreign influence in what we're seeing today, whether it's on the streets of Boston or Portland, but Portland's been brewing for a number of years. So that's kind of where I'm at. And I'm looking at this again in a larger perspective in exactly what you mentioned, 2030, those objectives, this global governance, that's the objective. And how does it, isn't that great how that ties into the vaccine, how that ties into global health? In global, the money end of things, the economy with the checks, the stimulus checks that everyone received. Oh, it was so great to receive those checks, but that comes at a big price. And of course, the economic damage caused by the pandemic. So this is a full frontal assault, an all out assault, I believe, an asymmetrical war against our freedoms, against the president, against our republic, against our constitution. And what they want to come out the other side is, of course, this submission to a global dictatorship.
Yeah, when you look at things like the Nashville Historic Courthouse and City Hall set on fire, they're tearing down monuments, they're burning down historical areas, anything that has anything to do with America. It doesn't matter. It's not about racism. It's not about slavery. I mean, they came after the Lincoln Memorial. They even defaced the Black Civil War soldier monument in Massachusetts, the one that the movie Glory was based on. So they're after anything that portrays America in a positive light. And I think that's really the problem that they have with President Trump. It's not so much that he's stood in their way and stopped anything. As a matter of fact, I think, Doug, that he's accelerated their agenda in this last 81 days. He's given them everything that they want and more. But he has been the face of traditional America, the face of the middle class, the face of people who want America first. And so he has to be thoroughly discredited, because they have to discredit that idea, just like they have to discredit anything that has to do with American history. But when we look at this, I would have never thought that President Trump would have gone beyond the lunatic Marxist ideas of universal basic income that were put out by AOC and by Andrew Yang. And now we've got this bidding war between Trump and the Democrats as to who can give us more on a universal basic income while they've got us locked down, unemployed, and destroying Main Street America.
I agree. And a lot of the internal policies, well, I'm struggling with a lot of these that President Trump has advocated and facilitated. So, yeah, I agree. And I'm wondering, too, of where he's getting his guidance. And to me, you can start out with the best of intentions, and just, when you're under assault 24/7, and getting pounded like he is, you know, I've got to believe at some point that there are some concessions made just for survival. However, that does not excuse what's going on, nor would I advocate the same. So yeah, you're exactly right. Mm-hmm. But they also take the
hydroxychloroquine stuff that we just saw, right? It was necessary for President Trump. He pushed that because he wanted to, look, we got a cure. We can get out of the lockdown. He knows the lockdown is going to hurt him politically. And so if nothing else, he wants to end the lockdown because of that. And so he throws out hydroxychloroquine. So they do everything they can to discredit it. Now they have been discredited. The Lancet just had to pull back that report because it was based on cooked data. The people said, well, I'm not going to show you the data now. And they said, all right, well, we'll pull back that report. But they put that out there because they wanted to keep us in lockdown. They wanted to discredit him. They wanted to, this is a political weapon. It's not a disease the way that they're using it. It's not any more viral than anything else that we've seen out there. But they're pushing that. And so now he's going to go in order to triangulate. His real goal is to get things opened so that he can get reelected, because it really is the economy, stupid. We all know that. And so now he's willing to rush a vaccine out there, regardless of whether or not it's been tested, regardless of whether or not it is safe. He's willing to rush that out there and pour any amount of money into that, because the end goal is to get reelected.
Exactly. And to that end, I believe that if somebody told him that, you know, jumping on one foot and rubbing your head at the same time would cure or prevent the spread of this virus, you know, he would advocate that. Anyone would advocate that, but especially him. Yeah.
I think they came pretty close to that with the CDC recommendation. Some of these cities are saying you got to walk on the left side or the right side only and wear a mask and so forth. So it came pretty close to hopping on one leg.
Yeah, that's true. So, however, you know, pulling back and looking at this last four and a half, well, actually 8 years or decade, at this last decade, you can see how all of the pieces, at least in my view, have fallen into place to push us to where we're going right now, or where we're at, or where we'll be at post-election 2020. And I think, you know, people who say, well, Donald Trump's got a lock on the election, he's got no viable opposition, I think it's a little bit premature for that. So all that to say this, I believe that the next 150 days, I believe it is, or 49 days, it's going to be critical. And I think we're going to see things that we never thought we would see in the next 149 days.
Oh, yeah. We've already seen them in the last 81 days, haven't we? Things are really going to get crazy. And I think the craziness is going to accelerate. I really agree with that. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Doug Hagmann. Again, you can find him at HagmannReportLive.com. That's Hagmann with two N's, HagmannReportLive.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because it was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children. Never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high-caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins. But all of a sudden, they slow down. They realize what's happened. They fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So to all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Doug Hagman. HagmanReportLive.com, and that's Hagman with two N's, and you can also find him on Twitter at HagmanPI, as in private investigator. And of course, Doug is a licensed private investigator. And with that in mind, Doug, I want to ask you, what's going on with all of these? I went down the list. It was absolutely stunning. Dozens of cities where there have been incidents of bricks, you know, reported by citizen reporters who were on the sidewalks, bricks pre-deposited, you've got water bottles that have gasoline in them. And I'm looking at this and saying, why can't the police, with all of the surveillance equipment that we've got, all of the tracking with cell phones that we've got, everything everywhere, why in the world can't they find this? It kind of reminds me of what happened with Hillary Clinton. You know, we had, the former head of the NSA, William, I can't think of his name now. But he was saying, look, they've got Hillary Clinton's emails. They got everybody's emails. Why aren't they putting this out? They're just trying to cover this up. I mean, you think that this is happening with, BRICS or what's going on with that?
Yeah. I mean, look, anything, just about everything in America today, especially in New York and the bigger cities, it's all caught on camera. It's all caught on surveillance video in New York. In the situation with New York, there's one, building, you can call it a fusion center. That's not what it's called. One building, downtown, just near, very near the financial district that really kind of collects all of the video from all across the, five boroughs of New York City. So, they have on camera the delivery, the plate numbers of the vehicles who delivered the bricks and all the other weaponry. And there were additional weapons, fuel bottles, some of the minor explosives and such. So they already know. They've got this information. And people don't think, should not think that they don't already have this. It's when this information gets to a higher level. Because I can do an investigation, and I've said this before on different programs. I could do an investigation and turn over a complete file to the district attorney here in locally and say, look, I've got evidence here of whatever criminal activity, insert criminal activity here. Here it is. It's undeniable. And he could look down and go through it and verify the information as well as the authenticity and legitimacy of the documentation and evidence I give him. However, it's up to him to prosecute. And there, I believe, there exists the backstop of unwillingness to pursue this. So for whatever Bill Barr says about his, you know, searching this, they already have this information. They already, it's already there. It's the unwillingness or perhaps the maybe something else is going on. I can't explain it. Nor could I explain in my case, the example I used, if a DA refuses to prosecute, maybe it's a friend of his. Maybe it's somebody who donated to his campaign. Who knows?
Hopefully, maybe they're just trying to build a bigger case and put, a whole bunch of other evidence together. To pull that in. Maybe that's like the case, but you know, it was Bill Binney that I was trying to think of before. Bill Binney was saying, hey, they've got all of her emails. They've got everything that's, and it's stored. We know where it's stored too. It's stored out in Utah, right? But there are indications that, Barr is saying that he's really going to go through and he says there is a conspiracy here. We're going to find out who it is. And he's saying he's going to use the DEA to, DEA assets to start to put together, the broader picture on it.
And I think that's a pretty decent idea, to use a DEA because a lot of this, people ask, well, where's the money coming from? And obviously people say right away, well, George Soros, is George Soros funded? It's true. I think that some of this, much of this can be, you could go back and research it back to Soros and his organizations. I do believe that to be the case, but there's another more radical element here that Soros is using to facilitate this violence. And I do believe it is connected to the drug and human trafficking trade. And when I say human trafficking, we go back to October of 2016. Remember the document dump from the WikiLeaks or from the DNC servers. A lot of that, I believe, had to do with, the human trafficking aspect of things. To use the DEA and the assets of the DEA, and people have to understand, I believe, that there are different elements within the DEA, different specialties, different capabilities, if you will, that we'll say an FBI or a local municipal police officer doesn't have. So that gives me some hope. However, it at least on the surface, you should be able to identify and provide to the American people who's responsible for bringing these bricks and other things to these riots. But you look at Politico and look at Snopes and these other leftist publications. They just happened there. People are making conspiracy theories out of this. Well, yeah, not quite. When you dig down deep. And by the way, I've seen a lot of reports about a certain company funding or at least transporting the bricks. Yeah, but there's more to it and multiple levels below and above that. So,
And we talk about, international drug syndicates and human trafficking. Makes me think of the CIA, which Barr used to work for. So, I mean, that would be the backstop of this if he doesn't go through with this investigation. And I saw multiple ex-CIA officials who moved on to either private practice or other functions in government. One of them elected as a congresswoman. But they were all saying, oh, this is looking just like these societal overthrows that we've seen in Libya and Syria and elsewhere. And it's like, yeah, all the places that you guys overthrew a society, they know how to do this and they know how to ship drugs. And that makes me very concerned because I think there is an element even within our government. Maybe you don't agree, but they want to overthrow the society, I believe, very much.
I totally agree with you on this. And I think that's where our focus should be. What we're seeing today is just a culmination. I think it's just step one or the prelude to what is coming next. And I think that they're just softening us up. Believe me, it's going to get a lot worse. And yes, elements within our own government, including but not limited to or within the Justice Department and the FBI, and even at the executive level, I would say, have interests to take down the United States and our constitutional republic. I'm 100% on board with that assessment.
Let me ask you, when you say that it's going to get much worse, And I think it's going to accelerate before the election, of course, because they want as much chaos and economic pain as they can get before the election. You got any ideas of what you might think we'll be facing in the next few months as things get worse?
Yeah, you know, I just communicated with a source of mine this morning, and they're looking toward some open source information, of course, consistent with open source information. They're looking toward the anarchists taking this to suburbia and the suburban businesses. That's number one. Number two, attacks against our infrastructure, limited on a limited basis. But the intent here is to really strike what they consider to be the middle class and upper middle class, and especially the middle class. Disruptions in deliveries. In terms of more severe things, watch for assassinations of political officials. Watch for executions of, and I'm saying executions, killing of people, of families, in order to create a helter-skelter type Charlie Manson, go back to, you know, that period of time, environment. They're using it all. It's all coming out.
And they've already been recorded grabbing license plates of police officers. Police officers have been warned about, you know, having their cars parked at their homes and so forth. I would imagine they would be on the list as well.
High on the list. Mm-hmm. And talk show hosts, especially giving the truth in the alternative media. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, you know, Alex Jones, you, and we've already gotten, you know, notice, and I know you folks have as well. Look, it's going to get a lot worse in that arena as well. They want to shut us up, and ultimately they want to disparage us in the alternative media, telling the truth. They want our names to be just destroyed, and then, of course, they want our complete destruction, as we're not going to subjugate to their will. So having said all
that's right. Yes, the old tactic is to assassinate your character than to assassinate the man. That's what they've always done.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, great information, Doug, and always a pleasure to talk to you. Again, folks, you can find Doug at the HagmanReportLive.com, and that's Hagman with two N's. You can also find him on Twitter, HagmanPI, as in private investigator. We got to take a break real quickly. Before we go to break, I want to tell you about the massive sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program and everything that we do here. We have 60% off across the board. Products like Super Male Vitality, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Brain Force, my favorite supplement. It focuses my mind and my thoughts. All of that, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism, and so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys. Water down its roots with tea.
Welcome back. Along the lines of what I was just talking to Doug Hagman about, the U.S. Embassy in Athens comes under a firebomb attack amid Greek Black Lives Matters protests. How many black people do they have in Greece? I don't know. They've had a lot of immigration. Maybe they've had immigration from Africa. But again, this is not addressing anything. This is so far removed, as many of us have said. Look, I've never been to Minneapolis. I have no interest in going to Minneapolis. And yet we have seen this being applied as an excuse everywhere to attack the system, to attack white people everywhere along racist lines, to attack black people, black businesses. Many people have been injured, had their lives destroyed in other ways because of this, stretching this out from Minneapolis. But you got to understand, this is not expanding out from there. It was already a global movement. An article on Breitbart today, actually, I think it was yesterday, Europe's Antifa history should serve as a warning to America. And they point out that they're not simply anti-fascist, right? It doesn't simply stand for that. But it began in Germany. Anti-fascista, or fascistica, or whatever, if you can't pronounce the German, action. So it's anti-fascist action was what the title was in Germany. And it was the paramilitary arm of the pro-USSR German Communist Party, KPD. Now, the USSR ceased to exist in 1989, so this has been going on for quite some time, right? And, you know, we're talking about something that is well over 30 years old. It's well established. And as we've shown you the pictures in years past, you know, when we were there at the abortion clinic and we were exercising our right to peacefully protest, if you recall, you had here in Austin, you had the Antifa people show up and get violent with us, with the InfoWars reporters, with my wife, my daughter, trying to spit on my daughter. In the car, they did spit at her, spit on the window and so forth. But they got violent with Alex. They grabbed his microphone and they were pushing and shoving and so forth, screaming, excuse me, as they were pushing them. And we showed you the pictures of these people marching with their hammer and sickle and so forth. This has always been old style Soviet Union Marxists. And that's where they still are. If you go back and you look at the origin of Lenin and the SSR, is it a surprise to you that he was funded with a massive amount of gold, $10 million in gold at the time? That was a lot back in 1917. He was in exile in Switzerland, and it was a German banker. Now, part of it was, you know, the Germans fighting the Russians of the time and so forth. But German bankers, central bankers, put him on that train, $10 million on a sealed train, and sent him right into Russia to start the communist revolution. And so these people, as Lenin pointed out, are useful idiots. And, of course, Lenin himself is a useful idiot for the bankers and the people who really run the global economy. They go on to say in the Breitbart article, The modern Antifa movement has embraced anarchy as well as communism. The logo emulates that of the 1930s incarnation, but it portrays the black flag of anarchism along with the red flag of international socialism and communism. Antifa in Germany has focused far more on violence toward the populist Alternative for Germany and its supporters. The party has recorded hundreds of acts of violence from Antifa, from having their cars burned by Antifa to vandalism, even an assassination attempt against a sitting member of parliament in 2019. They've also targeted right-wing anti-mass immigration activists, putting one activist into a coma in Austria during a march organized by the Identitarian Movement in Vienna. And this is what we have to look forward to. That is what Doug Hagman was talking about. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
60% off. 60% off. 60% off. 60% off. 60% off. We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars. But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week, but we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking and we need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 60% off on t-shirts. That's on books. That's on films. That's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down. InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As we look at what is really behind the violence here, we have William Barr claiming that he has evidence that Antifa is hijacking the protests. This is New York Post, and a quote from Bill Barr saying there are some groups that don't have a particular ideology other than anarchy. There are some groups that want to bring about a civil war. The Boogaloo group that has been on the margin of this as well, trying to exacerbate the violence. So we're dealing with, as I say, a witch's brew of a lot of different extremist organizations. And, of course, it was the Boogaloo movement that was accused of, alleged to be inciting a riot in Vegas. Not people on the left, but people who just want to burn society down because they want to make sure that they can, enhance the kind of, build the kind of society that they want. As a matter of fact, we've got a clip of A.G. Barr ready. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
We understand the distinction between three different sets of actors here. The large preponderance of those who are protesting are peaceful demonstrators who are exercising their First Amendment rights. At some demonstrations, however, there are groups that exploit the opportunity to engage in such crimes as looting. And finally, at some demonstrations, there are extremist agitators who are hijacking the protests to pursue their own separate and violent agenda. We have evidence that Antifa and other similar extremist groups, as well as actors of a variety of different political persuasions, have been involved in instigating and participating in the violent activity.
Yes, and as we look at the connections back to George Soros, of course, we all know that his Open Society Foundation has donated, going back to 2015, donated a great deal of money to the Black Lives Matter Foundation. But there's also, it's not just George Soros who's been funding this, but as PGA Media points out, it's also your government, the taxpayers, who've been funding this. And I'm not even talking about the kind of dark funding that's being channeled through various CIA actors who would like to not only overthrow our elections and the last election, and we've seen that expressed in many, many ways, right? We've even heard Brennan, who did everything he could to overthrow the last election, saying that this is necessary. What is going on is absolutely necessary. It's vital, you know, for our society. And as PJ Media points out, Daniel Bice of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that a group called Freedom Incorporated has received grants from the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Imagine that. The Madison-based nonprofit has advocated for the release of all African Americans from jail and the defunding of political, of police departments. As for the current protests, the group's leaders say all actions against racist state violence are justified. Stop murdering black people and your glass will be safe, said Monica Adams, co-executive director for Freedom Incorporated. And she said, thank all the youth freedom fighters who were in the streets fighting Sunday night and Saturday night, said another community organizer that works with Freedom Incorporated. Every action is a contribution to liberation. So where does a group like this get its money? A lot of it comes from you. Records show that the state has awarded contracts and grants worth $3.6 million to Freedom Incorporated because it advocates for minority and LGBTQ communities. And that's over just the last 5 years, $3.6 million. And that includes money from the Department of Justice that's run by Bill Barr. Hey, Barr, investigate yourself. Maybe you should investigate some of your CIA buddies that you hung out with under George H.W. Bush as well. $876,000 in federal grants awarded by the Department of Justice since January of 2019 when Attorney General Josh Call took over the office. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the Department of Justice of Wisconsin. So that's $876,000. I would imagine if you trace this back, you can probably find something from the federal government as well. But yeah, $3.6 million and nearly a million of it coming since January 2019 from the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Let me just clarify that. Now, of course, Soros has transferred $18 billion to his Open Society Foundation, and a lot of that information, but money, has been transferred to Black Lives Matter and these radical organizations. As Bill Barr was talking about the Boogaloo group, which is simply anarchy, as I pointed out at the top of the hour, you look at the Antifa flag, it is the red flag and it is the black flag. You know, first you have to destroy everything and then you can erect your Marxist society on top of that. And of course, the other way that you can do it is just with a lockdown over a fake pandemic. You can destroy society that way. And then you can, yeah, see, for what comes first, you look at that flag there, the one that's in front is a black flag of anarchy. And then right behind that, that's what you get in the next stage. Phase one is anarchy and destruction. And the next phase is the Marxism and the socialism. That's the way it works, folks. It's truth in advertising. At least they've flown their flag and told you what they are really all about, as opposed to the people who come up behind you and stab you in the back. As Walter Williams has pointed out, black economist, I'm sure you're familiar with, he quoted Malcolm X in terms of what the worst enemy of the black people are. He said, Malcolm X said the worst enemy that the Negro have is this white man that runs around here drooling at the mouth, professing to love Negroes and calling himself a liberal. And it is following these white liberals that has perpetuated problems that Negroes have. If the Negro wasn't taken, tricked, or deceived by the white liberal, then Negroes would get together and solve our own problems. I only cite these things to show you that in America, the history of the white liberal has been nothing but a series of trickery designed to make Negroes think that the white liberal was going to solve our problems. Our problems will never be solved by the white man. And again, that's Malcolm X. Before we got Daily Beast and BuzzFeed coming after me like they did Clive and Bundy for using the term Negro. That was what Malcolm X said. That was the approved term back then. And as Walter Williams said, now we've gone through several different names. He said, in black history, we've been called and called ourselves several different names. Walter Williams says, I'm 83 years old and I've, you know, we've had these different names in my lifetime. We've been called colored, Negro, black, Afro-American, African-American. And yet, you know, when you, had Clive and Bundy talk about that and when he used a term, and once they reject a term, you know, once they move on to a new term, if you use the previous term or any previous term, you are a dyed in the wool racist, according to the white liberals, because you have to understand that their superpower is the way they use, the way they weaponize individual words and change their meaning. You know, like the word liberal itself used to mean somebody who supported liberty. Not anymore. I don't know that liberals support any form of liberty anywhere about anything. Oh, no, they've gone full authoritarian. It's one of the reasons why you've got to get out of this left-right paradigm. You know, this whole idea that there's a big difference between fascism and communism. No, no. If you look at what it was like to live under the National Socialists of fascists of Germany or the fascists of China who call themselves communists, I mean, you know, they're hyper-nationalist in China, just like Adolf Hitler was a hyper-nationalist. But both of them are full-on authoritarian, as was Joseph Stalin. Joseph Stalin used a different lie to get into power. He talked about the international, right? Hitler was focused on his nation. Didn't matter. Their tactics were the same. The only difference was, as Hitler said, he's an idiot because he nationalized everything. He doesn't know how to run it. We got people like that in Washington now who think they can run the world. We'll be right back.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
I've been fighting the globalists for 26 years, and the evil side of me is just so tired of waiting, and I'm so ready for physical war that I'm kind of happy about how bad things have gotten, because all the delusional folks that don't stand up for the unborn babies that go along with the New World Order, you're about to find out just how sick stuff is. But you know what? The average person is still asleep. They don't deserve what's happening to them. So I'm actually sick about what's unfolding right now, and I just want to turn things around. But you know what? I can't do that without you. I can't get out of this mess. I can't get out of this stranglehold I'm in unless you decide to get out of it as well. We're all in this together. And so if you just realize how important you are, when you just tell people about the local radio stations you're listening to, local TV stations, when you just spread the word about InfoWars.com/show, when you just buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, it changes the world. Right now, we've got a special that's about to end, 60% off across the board, flash sale that funds the InfoWar and gets you great products you need at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com. Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew that when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off.
Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get TurboForce right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, get ready. That vaccination is coming. Roll up your sleeve, because if it isn't COVID-19, they might invent something like honkypox. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of leftists out there who accuse all white people of having that anyway. I guess we're all going to have to get that vaccine. Let's talk a little bit about what can be done about this. You know, I lay out, and basically my job here is to do the news, to be the watchman on the wall. I try to... If I've ever got an idea for a solution, I'll try to put it out there. But when we look at what is happening to this country, I mean, we are caught here. You and I, Americans, middle-class America, Main Street America, small business people are caught between these radical anarchists on the left and these public health anarchists on the left and the right, that are pushing these things together. And the concern that I have is that the response of many people is just to give them all the money that they need to put the military out on the streets and so forth. That's why I said I had an issue with Tucker Carlson's response with that. That is not the way that I see it. I think this is, we've got to start thinking outside of this box that they have put us into. They always offer you two different groups, two different solutions, pick from this, pick from that. No, no, no. Let's not take their solution. And let's understand that government is not a solution. Government is the problem. Reagan was right about that. And we have seen that in spades in the last 81 days. Government is jealous of the speed, efficiency, of the rioters in destroying local businesses, writes Babylon Bee. And this isn't much of a satire. I'm impressed, said Governor Cuomo. They literally destroyed that little mom-and-pop shop. Everything is gone. Looters are busy all across America without much opposition from local law enforcement, who had been told that they either had better not escalate tensions with the large, angry crowds hurling objects at them. A sorrowful economist named Paul Krugman, as Babylon Bee says, normally destroying local businesses to this extent would take decades of onerous taxes, business licenses and fees, and various crippling regulations. And even then, the pesky giant corporations are big enough to weather all these interventions. But I have to hand it to the private sector looters. They were way more efficient than big government this time. The destruction is total, even on the big box stores. All those broken windows, he added with a glint in his eye, and that, of course, is a reference to the broken window fallacy, right? Oh, yeah, we break all these windows. That's going to be a boon for the economy. Actually, we've heard one of these leftist economists, might have even been Krugman, trot out that disproven thing, the broken window fallacy. Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah, we need more tornadoes and hurricanes and fires and riots, because now it can rebuild a society. You won't like what they rebuild. But let me tell you, this is a satire. But what the government, you know, normally it would take decades of government policy to do this much destruction. But we've already had more destruction based on the COVID lockdown. You just haven't seen it yet. The destruction is there, and it is gradually working its way out. They have papered it over with a lot of phony money from the Federal Reserve so you don't notice. But now the talk is about defunding and disbanding different police departments. And the starting here in Minneapolis, and if there's ever going to be a police department that should be disbanded, I think it would be the Minneapolis Police Department. They've had three high profile, of course, two of them turned into national events. But I think that police department, if they can't manage it, if they can't reform it, then just get rid of it and do something else. What they're going to do, not really very clear. not clear. And understand when we talk about this, it's kind of like education, right? You want education. Education is a good thing. You want law and order. Law and order is a good thing. But then we come up with ways to implement that. That may not be good things. If you want education, well, we come up with schools that are run by the government. What have the schools been doing? They've been propagandizing us and our children for their own personal agenda and taking us in a direction that parents don't really realize is happening. And that is a big part of the core of the disorder that we see right now. Because instead of getting educated, the kids are coming out functionally illiterate by design, but they've been highly propagandized as part of a social engineering project. Now, with the police, it's kind of a similar situation. You want law and order. And I agree, just like education, law and order is a desirable thing. But the police don't necessarily give us law and order. They might give us policies. They might give us simply fines and predatory practices like we've seen with the fines that were enforced during the COVID lockdown by the police. And so as we see, these two polar things are the choices to either cut the spending, as they're saying they're going to cut in New York City, $1.1 billion to the New York Police Department. Think about that. $1.1 billion cut. That means they've still got, who knows, how many billions of dollars being spent on that. Now, President Trump comes back and he doesn't want to cut it. He wants to accelerate it. He said the radical left Democrats' new theme is defund the police. Remember that when you don't want crime, especially against you and your family. And he wants more money for law enforcement. Hashtag law and order. I don't think those are the two choices that we should have. As a matter of fact, we just had another New York cop, and we don't have enough time to get into this. Another New York cop exposed corruption and framing and beating of innocent people in New York, just outside of New York. It was an article that ran Wednesday in The Gothamist. And this is in Westchester. It lies just north of New York City borough of the Bronx. And he did basically what Adrian Schoolcraft did. He recorded over a number of years what the police were saying, how they were framing innocent people. And a large part of that was the war on drugs. And so what do we do? And I've only got about a minute and a half before we go, so I'll make this really quick. There's a good article on the Free Thought Project. Five solutions that you won't hear from politicians about how to end the police violence and how to have law and order. How to reform the institution, in other words. They said the first thing is, and most significant thing is, end the war on drugs. Conservatives, this is a UN agenda that was put in by Nixon, but it was written by the UN 10 years before. And what has it done? It is basically militarized the police. It has destroyed due process. It's created SWAT teams. A lot of innocent people have been hurt. And most of this, these guys are too dangerous, so just use whatever force you want, and we got your back from the police unions. Most of that is coming because of the focus on the war on drugs. And the war on drugs has not done anything to end drug addiction. As a matter of fact, the police will tell you, beating people, using force, that's not going to change things. It is a spiritual, medical issue. It needs to be addressed that way. And we need to stop destroying our society. Next thing is we need to end qualified immunity for the police and give them personal liability insurance, as they would have to have if they were private security guards. Most importantly, and we don't have time for it, is to talk about, and we'll talk about this on Monday, end the monopoly on law enforcement that American police have. And they give a good example of this, about how a guy had to do this without any of the liability protection and was successful at doing that in his city.
I had told listeners back in December that I would never go to 50% off again because our markup isn't big enough selling the products to be able to fund ourselves doing that. But I got to tell you, things are so crazy. The world is so insane. My gut level instinct is sell out everything we've got in the warehouse to make sure we can stay on air through the election in 150 days because we only got money to operate a few months right now. So these are great products you and your family need. It funds the InfoWar. Get them all now. These are staples. Super Male Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 60% off. Rainforest Plus, 50% off. Bio True Selenium, 50% off. Chill Force, Ultimate Grill Oil, it goes on and on. to 60% off. Some of these are 70% off. Biggest sale ever. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off is the average sale. Take advantage now and fund the InfoWar.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. They're worse than bad. They're crazy. That's a quote from the 1970s film Network. Yeah, things are really, really bad right now. We're in global martial law. The Bill and Melinda Gates UN operations try to bankrupt America with their lockdown and their race riots, but people are coming together. It's a beautiful time. But I'll be honest with you. I have decided just to sell out of all the products in our warehouse at 60% off. We haven't done that ever across the board because gut level, I realized that we're make it or break it. And so the only sure bet is to sell everything we've got to make sure, in case there's total breakdown in society in 6 months, we still have the funding to go more than 6 months into next year. So get your high quality products, your fish oil, your krill oil, your DNA Force, your X2, your X3, your Real Red Pill Plus. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off. Biggest sale ever right now. It may go 2 days. It may go a week. Whatever you do, take advantage of this right now. We're in very important times. InfoWars needs funding, and you need high-quality products. Take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The people of the world have awakened to globalism, and so populist movements are throwing the globalists out of their countries. That's why the New World Order is instituting race war and division and telling the people that rebellion is about overthrowing your local police and government and destroying essential services. This is an attempt to have society collapse, and the globalists, as they've done in the third world, will come in and pick up the pieces. We must stand against the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, and the EU openly saying defund the police. The police have a lot of problems. We all have a lot of problems. But this is our government and our local constabulary. And believe me, once the globalists have overthrown this country, they are going to put in a real police state where you have no due process or freedom. The globalists believe communist China is the model of the world, and they are orchestrating this entire thing. The people helping them are collaborators and are idiots and must be opposed. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk about what we can do. And again, the choice is not either defunding the police and eradicating them, or doubling down and doing more of this and, you know, more militarization of the police and the military literally policing and so forth. Those are not the solution. And we've been down this road for 40 plus years because it's the war on drugs that militarized the police. And of course it increased during the Obama administration. You got Joe Biden out there, as Reason points out. Joe Biden basically admits that libertarians were right all along. Cops should not have military gear. And he voted for the 1997 bill that created the Pentagon's 1033 program. That was a program where under the Obama administration, they lay the groundwork for this stuff and they leave it alone for 10, 20 years. And then they start doing it with a vengeance. So I guess you just wait and see what happens with that NDAA that was put back in there. What was it, 2012 that Obama put that in there? And we said, hey, you notice this? It's going to be indefinite detention by the military without due process. Maybe rendition to other countries and so forth. Well, you know, we might be about ready to see that implemented big time. And that is something I don't want to see. I don't want to see our government acting as a terrorist. That is the worst situation. You know, the saying with people in law enforcement, it's better to let 10 people go. The bias, the orientation of our system in the past has always been in the presumption of innocence, and to make sure that we will let 10 guilty people go free before we'll jail one innocent person. That was the original bias in our system. Now it's the other way around. We will jail 10 innocent people before we let one guilty person go free. I don't like that system. I prefer America. I really do prefer America. I'd like to make America America again. I'd like to make America free again. But we had Joe Biden, who voted for the 1997 bill. It created the Pentagon 1033 program. We can give military surplus equipment to police departments and so forth. It took 23 years for him to change his opinion, but it took them about 10 to 15 years to really do that with a vengeance under his President Obama, right? And he didn't have anything at all to say about that. They thought that was a good thing. They even went to the point where they stopped giving surplus equipment to fire departments, rural fire departments, who don't have a lot of money, don't have a lot of resources, but they're usually the front line of defense on big forest fires that start on what the federal government says is their land that they're supposed to be managing, but they don't. They don't get rid of the dead wood. But when you have that happen, you need to have these small volunteer fire departments in rural areas have the equipment. And since World War II, they were giving it to them. But Obama was the one who was pushing out MRAPs to every tiny police department everywhere. And then they realized that they had white elephants on their hands because they were required. It wasn't actually a giveaway. It was like, here we go. We're going to park it here for you, and you're going to have to take care of this. I mean, that is literally where the term white elephant came from. Yeah, elephants were sacred in India, so if the emperor wanted to hurt somebody, it'd make them an offer they couldn't refuse. It would give them a gift that they couldn't refuse, and then they couldn't get rid of the elephant. They had to take care of that elephant. They had to feed and care for that elephant. And so that gift really turned into a punishment. And what a lot of police departments found was that the gift of these MRAPs that they didn't need turned into a punishment because they had to care and feed for these things, and they were very expensive. So some of them gave them back. I looked at them and said, so what is going on with this? But anyway, are they prepositioning this stuff because they want to use the military against people? I am very suspicious of the military used as police and the police militarized like the army. I don't like to see either one of those things. And so when we see Biden say, well, you know, I want to reform this criminal justice system. He was one of the ones who pushed mandatory minimums and all these other things. He's been there forever. And when we look at what the war on drugs has produced, the two things that stick out in my mind are civil asset forfeiture, which have turned our police departments into highway robbers, stealing property from people to participate in the loot. That literally is looting. They can take your property, never, ever even charge you with a crime. They pretend that it is civil and not criminal, so you have no presumption of innocence. You have no protection of property. If you look at the charges, it's against the piece of property, and you have to sue them. And so guess what? They typically do it at the low level, and they typically put in administrative charges of like $1,000 to start the process, and then they typically take cars and property that is down at that level, so there is no economic basis for you to challenge them to spend the money to get back something when you got to spend that much money between the fee that you have to pay and between the lawyers that you have to hire. You got to spend that much money to get the item. They just steal it. And then, of course, the mandatory minimums that have had more people locked up. So the war on drugs is one of the key things. The no-knock raids, the SWAT teams, the militarization of the police. But then they go on to point out in the Free Thought Project, secondly, we need to end qualified immunity for police. This is something that was created by the Supreme Court as recently as 1982. And understand that whenever we talk about different groups getting immunity, It's like giving immunity to the vaccine companies. When you have immunity and nobody can do anything to you, that is an incentive for criminal irresponsible behavior by whether it's big pharmaceutical companies or whether it's police departments. And so we need to stop that. And we need to also stop the power of these police unions, because they're the ones who have left the bad cops in. Many times there have been even police chiefs who wanted to get rid of a bad cop, and the police union would stop them. There is a police bill of rights, which goes far and above any bill of rights that they always ignore for you and I. And then there is the personal liability insurance for police officers. If they were personally liable, would they handle themselves differently? A good example of this, as they point out, is to end the monopoly that the American police have had on law enforcement. This is a Free Thought Project article, and they give an example. They talk about Dale Brown of Detroit's, quote, threat management center. He has shown that crime can be stopped and that lives can be saved by independent people using non-lethal tactics. In areas of Detroit where police will not answer 9/11 calls, let me repeat that. The police will not answer 9/11 calls. It's too dangerous. I'm not going to go in there. Dale Brown then took matters into his own hands, and he started taking those calls himself. And because Dale was not above the law, he didn't have any immunity. He didn't have immunity for his actions. He didn't have protection from liability and that stuff. So because he was not above the law, as police officers say that they are, and as the legal system has said that they are, he had to solve these crimes without hurting people, because he would actually be held accountable for his actions. Yes, businesses pay for these types of services. However, as a side effect of providing businesses with security, he's also been able to provide service in poor neighborhoods for free by financing his business through providing security for high-income areas. Instead of policing from a place of fear, from a place of self-preservation, and a place of extortion, you know, by hitting people with massive fines for nonsense, Brown polices through love. He offers timeless advice that we could all use right now. He said, the cornerstone for protection is love, not violence, not guns, not laws. You cannot truly protect anything that you do not love. Oh, that sounds, makes me sound like a hippie, doesn't it? Folks, we got to understand that all of our problems at the baseline level are spiritual. From the drug war down to the predatory police practices. And if we don't reform our hearts and our attitudes, we have no way forward. And that isn't going to be something we can do for ourselves either. Got to have God's power to do that. But we've got to think out of this box. It isn't either no police or more police.
I don't like coming to you every day on the radio and TV stations that you watch and listen to us on and telling you all these horrible things. But you notice almost everything we've talked about horrible has come true. We were warning everybody to try to stop it. It's like telling somebody, if you got a pool, put a fence around it if you have little kids. Because even if they're good swimmers, they can hit their head and drown. People don't listen. They go out and their kid's dead in the pool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the death of the third world and the collapse of the first world. And this is 21st century warfare carried out by the globalists. And they admit they've orchestrated it. They admit it's, quote, good to save the earth. And they're teaching us to be more frugal. And they want to make us poor so they can dictate our surrender to this post-human technocracy. I know all this sounds insane when I was talking about it 25 years ago. But now it's public because it's their operations manual. I wish this wasn't the case. But there really are evil psychopaths in control of most major institutions, and we've got to stop them.
60% off. 60% off. 60% off. 60% off. 60% off. We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars. But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week. But we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking and we need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com.
That's 60% off on t-shirts. That's on books. That's on films. That's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down. InfoWarsStore.com.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I've told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWar. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarStore.com right now while you still can.
Hello, GCP here to tell you not to visit InfoWar.com. Do not get high-quality products at 60% off across the board flash sale. They are not made in China. They do not have fentanyl or lead. They are high-quality super male vitality, knockout sleep support, brain force, bio-dose helium, chill force, ultimate krill oil, survival shield X2, DNA Force Blues, Living Defense, and Turbo Force. X3 available as well. Listen to me, dirty Americans. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com for 60% off flash sale. You go bankrupt and die. You have no speech. InfoWars is weak. Do not take advantage of 60% off. Gigi Pink says so. Oh, we heard you. Oh, Joe Biden good.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Do about the violence in the cities? And we've moved on. We're still locked down. We still have the damage that's been done with the lockdown trickling through society. As I said before, there has been so much damage done across the board. We have escalated the financial bubble that is going to burst, and it's going to take us down with it. We've escalated that in unbelievable proportion. We have damaged Main Street middle-class America. We have the people who believe this COVID-19 thing are afraid to come out. Consumer spending is going to be down. There's going to be a massive reordering of society, most of it focused on keeping you locked inside your home and doing business, you know, working and buying through your computer. And we're going to see the surveillance, the mandatory vaccines, all these other things. That's all part of this. Again, when we look at what has been done with a lockdown, it's just not possible to overstate the damage that's been done to this country, and you haven't seen that yet. But now we've moved on to something else because, you know, that was so, last week, except it's been going on and it's still going on for 81 days, and the effects are not going to go away, even if they say come out now. But now we're talking about the police. Now they're talking about defunding the police. They don't have any money for the police, but they can find money for everything else. So we have these two different factions. One of them says, no, we need more police. We need to give them more power, and we need to give them more immunity and so forth. And the other people are saying, no, we don't want them at all. There ought to be some kind of a middle ground here, except I don't really think that continuing along this way is going to work. I think the fundamental problems that we've got, again, the war on drugs, the police unions, which are really kind of like a guild, if you will. If you go back through history, you understand how abusive guilds and unions, trade guilds, trade unions, so forth can be, especially if they're given, if you combine that kind of group power with immunity, it becomes a real dangerous thing. And so we've got articles that are being written, even by people on the right, as well as libertarians. You got National Review, you got Reason Magazine, all talking about the problem of the police unions. As Reason Magazine points out, you know, you go back to the Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, the shooting that was there, the officer who did nothing, and he was fired for neglect of duty. However, just recently, he was not only reinstated, but given full back pay for a couple of years. His 2017 salary was more than $138,000, and now he's gotten multiple years of that, and fully reinstated, and he will get a pension as well. And that's because of the union there. When you take a look at another high-profile situation where the police failed us and incited an incident, the Eric Garner situation, where he was selling loose cigarettes. And again, this is because the New York City police, you know, New York has put such high taxes on tobacco that it essentially has achieved a black market status. And one of the things that people will do, instead of selling entire cartons and so forth, they'll buy cigarettes from other states where the taxes are not so high, and then they'll sell them as individual cigarettes on the street. They call them loosies because they're loose cigarettes. And that was what Eric Garner was doing. Hardened criminal, right? Selling cigarettes to avoid high taxes. Smuggling cigarettes into New York. And for that, he had the chokehold put on him. And he died, his last words being, "I can't breathe," which we're seeing all the time now. And a grand jury declined to indict the police officer that strangled him to death. But 5 years after his death, he was fired. That police officer was fired from the force. Following a police administrative judge's ruling that the chokehold was indeed a violation of department policy. He had violated his police department's policy in a way that resulted in the death of a man who was committing the most minor of offenses. Yet, when he was finally fired, Patrick Lynch, the president of the Police Benevolent Association, the police union, criticized the city for giving in to, quote, anti-police extremists, and he warned that such decisions threatened the ability of city police to do their jobs. The official position of the police union was officers of the law should not be punished for using prohibited techniques in ways that result in the deaths of nonviolent offenders. That was their official position, quote unquote. To do so would unduly inhibit police work. A deadly violation of department policy is just doing police doing their job, according to them. And so we've already seen, as some of the people said, well, we're going to get rid of the police departments because we can't control the unions. They did that in Camden, New Jersey. They were concerned about the corruption that had been fostered by the police union in Camden, New Jersey. For decades, the city was one of the most violent in the country, plagued by one of America's highest murder rates and commensurate levels of property crime. In 2012, with a murder rate approaching record highs, the New York Times reported that police acknowledged, quote, they have all but ceded these streets to crime, unquote. City officials said the police union was to blame. Union contracts made hiring officers prohibitively expensive. The cops on the payroll were being paid too much, and they weren't getting the job done. So they decided they would fire all the police, all of them. They began the process of terminating hundreds of officers and hiring a new force initially made up of less expensive, non-union labor controlled by the county. And so they were accused of union busting. And however, the unproven and the untested new police force worked. After disbanding the city police and reorganizing under the county with lower pay, plus additional focus on rebuilding trust with the community, murders declined. The city still is dangerous compared to some others, but it has made clear progress in terms of reducing crime and improving the community relations. And just understand the history of policing. You know, and here in America, we had the sheriff, an elected office. He might have a deputy or two. When something happened, he relied on the power of the community, posse comitatus. He would get a posse together, as we've all seen in the Western movies. In London, they began with Robert Peel, created the Bobbies. They called them that because, you know, That was his nickname, Robert. And it, you know, for the longest time, up until just recently, they would patrol two by two. They didn't have guns and they would walk beats. And when that model came to America, mainly to our big cities in New York, they started doing the same thing. You would have the cop on the beat. And that was what Adrian Schoolcraft liked. He was the son of a cop and he wanted to do that. He wanted to be interacting with the police. Instead, they had him going out and harassing people, finding people for things that he didn't, you know, they were just, you got people smoking in the barbershop, find them. If the people working in the barbershop take a break and they go outside and they smoke a cigarette on the sidewalk, find them for loitering. He said, I don't want to do any of this. And so he said, all right, we're going to punish you. We're going to make you walk a beat. And he said, good. He did that for a few years. Eventually they found out he was recording them and they came to his apartment one day and hauled him off, put him in an insane asylum to get even with him. Fortunately for him, his father, the police officer, when he went to his apartment, found another recorder, yeah, and it showed what they were doing, and he got him out. But really nothing changed. This is now happening again. We've got another New York cop, as I pointed out, a story that broke on Wednesday, talking about, this is the troubled majority black city in Westchester, just north of New York City, borough of the Bronx. And over a period from 2017 to 2020, this guy taped conversations that he had with other police officers, just like Adrian Schoolcraft. This is still going on. And again, it is the institution and the thinking outside the box in a way to do this, just as they were saying in Camden, New Jersey, the police would not go to certain areas. Well, in Detroit, same situation. That's why you had Dale Brown say, well, I'll do it as a private individual and I'll have to do this differently because I don't have any protection if I do something to harm somebody. And so he offers his services to get paid as a private security guard, and then he does the policing for free in the community. There are things that we can do to fix this. But even after this guy recorded this corruption of people being framed in the area, and he talks about how widespread corruption, brutality within the ranks of the New York Police Agency, exposing crimes ranging from the framing and beating of residents to officers collaborating with drug dealers and so forth. He brought that to the police and they didn't do anything with it. So now he's gone to the press. We'll see what happens. We know what happened with Adrian Schoolcraft. Institutions take on a life of their own. And we have to start thinking outside of those narrow results. All right, folks, that's it for the broadcast today. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Many of our most popular products are still in stock, even at that price, but selling out quickly. Things like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, BioTrue Selenium, Knockout, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Ultimate Krill Oil, 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.